I find it interesting that once again city representatives seem to be putting the cart before the horse in regards to the former LPH, Lakehead Psychiatric Hospital, lands. The 144 acres do indeed represent a great opportunity for development, while also possibly allowing for recreational land use. This area has been identified as future residential in the City of Thunder Bay's last official plan. This was rubber stamped, as per procedure, by the province, which has made it clear that they want the area to be kept as one parcel, to be sold at fair market value. It seems unclear that attendees at the recent Roma conference are aware of this, according to the way in which the story has been presented. This process is routine for any provincial land asset deemed surplus. While the city could be offered the land if no private developer is interested, the city has no interest in acting as a developer, nor should it. The mayor has indicated there is significant interest by a number of developers though, but the messaging on that seems a bit convoluted. Do we need housing? We clearly need affordable housing. This is not necessarily what is in store for this area, as the highest, best land use survey, a general first step done when a provincial property is deemed as surplus, obtained by the Friends of the LPH Green Space, shows. It suggests a mix of housing is best to maximize profit. This would include high-end housing, some condos, some high-rises. Interestingly, one of the results that became clear through community consultations by the Friends of is that many neighborhood residents are afraid of low-income housing. By the way, this writer has never shared or endorsed that opinion. I do wonder if the LPHO would have ever been built if these concerns were given too much weight in its day. Yes, policy must weigh out all matters. There is interest in preserving part of this area, evidenced by the petition with almost 2,000 signatures, more than some surveys supporting significant public expenditures. If and when development does occur, it can be a win-win situation if done with care and in collaboration with the expressed wishes of the public and area residents. Let us not put the cart before the horse with unrealistic expectations that this provincial government will simply give this land up, or that the process for sale will be expedited just because Thunder Bay City Council wants it to be. By the way, if you have an opinion of this matter, write to your MPP. Thank you. Len Mackie.